This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Turn someday into right now with Buddy by Jake Radio. Nonstop workout music and expert tips 24/7.
Hey, head over to iHeart.com, search Buddy by Jake Radio, and stream it for free right now.
Awesome health and wellness tips 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Remember, stick to the fight. When your heart is hit, it's when things seem worst that you must not quit. Don't quit.
Buddy by Jake Radio, where hope meets momentum.
Search Buddy by Jake Radio and stream it for free. Have a great day.
iHeart Radio.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. My show, The Conservative Circus, can be heard on 550 KFYI and 790 KNST in Tucson. You can follow me on Twitter at James T. Harris. What happens when the Pride Parade outpaces the crowd? Because that's what we're seeing right now. Pride is going out of fashion. Now, of course, I never understood the whole, it's Pride Month. That slogan came from people who do not know the Lord. Yes. Because doesn't the scripture say that pride comes before the fall? Well, that's exactly what we're seeing right now. Pride Month. Celebrating the alphabet community is waning. The momentum has been lost. I remember the high watermark of pride that was under the Obama administration. Obama, the chocolate Jesus, or as we call him here in the Southwest, Coco Jesus. Coco Jesus, he was the man that ushered in gay marriage. Remember? I remember he was with Pastor Warren and John McCain, and they were at, I forgot the name of the church. It used to be a famous church. And then the question was asked, you know, do you believe in marriage? And then, you know, well, what did Obama say? Obama said, I believe that marriage is between a man and a woman, and God is somewhere in the mix. And everybody in the crowd was like, yeah, beautiful answer. He didn't believe that. No, it was under Obama that all of a sudden gay marriage became constitutional. I remember all of the work that the Republicans were trying to do before Obama, trying to, you know, put it in the Constitution. You know, marriage is a man and a woman. Let's codify it like that needed to be done. But of course, they probably knew something we didn't, because they were over there in Washington, D.C., which is a cesspool. They saw it coming, but they couldn't get it done. Obama came in, and all of a sudden, gay marriage, and folks are celebrating on the court steps. You know what's so crazy about it? It's like, for the longest time, they're like, all we want to do is to be accepted. We just want to be treated like everybody else. Okay, that's cool. And as far from my vantage point, I have never seen a problem with this. You know, what y'all do in your bedroom, that's on you. We don't need to know. I'm back there with Bill Clinton. Don't ask, don't tell. But you see, that never would fly today. Don't ask, don't tell. Well, what are you? Some type of homophobe? Yeah, I am. Yes. In that, I don't want to, you know, all up in my face. But then they started putting it all up in their face. Let me ask you, Jesse Kelly's audience. When did the whole alphabet people thing go wrong? When did it go south? What happened? I'll tell you. When they started putting it all up in our children's face. Yes. When all of a sudden we had the drag queens doing drag queen story hour. When it became part of the curriculum in schools. And we didn't find it out. See, it was sort of on a steady pace since Obama, steady pace. And then we started to notice things are kind of crazy. Wait a minute, what's going on here? It seems to be everywhere. Oh my goodness, the pride parades, they jumped out of San Francisco and now they're spreading all over the country. What are the kids going to the strip club for to hear to sit on the laps of the transgenders and the drag queens? Wait a minute, when did we start having drag queen hour on military bases? What's going on? And then COVID hit. And everybody was shut down. But when they started to do the Zoom classes, when the students, our little children, had to sit in front of the screen, right, and be taught the curriculum, all of a sudden parents started to see what their children were being taught. And they're like, oh, wait a minute, what is this? Some places there were straight up pornography. This part of the curriculum. Oh, in the books that were in the schools, it became a huge problem. And parents, they started to ask questions. You know, parents, you know, they were masking up and going down to the school board meetings. And they were asking questions and they found themselves on the FBI watch list. That's when we started to figure out, wait a minute, this is an agenda. They're doing this to us on purpose. And that's when you start to see the backlash. And this started when you had parents complaining, and then parents, you know, you were showing parents getting harassed, police showing up at the school board meetings. I was a part of that whole thing. I started going to school board meetings to see what was going on. I ended up getting doxxed by the Scottsdale school board. Yeah, one of the Scottsdale members, his father had a whole dossier on me and other parents that were going to the school board meetings. What's this? That's when we found out that the power base was at the schools. This is how the left was able to control the people. Now, when they started to say that boys could use girls' bathrooms, that was just a joke. You can't be serious. Wait, what? You are serious? Wait a minute. Boys can compete in girls' sports? And where are the feminists on this? All of the fighting, all of the crying, all of the sweat and tears to get Title IX, and now the silence. Silence. This was an agenda. And then we started to, this is really sick, really sick. We started to find out about the blockers, the hormone blockers, and affirmative care, sex operations, sex changes for children. Now, when I remember when I first found out about this, I'm like, wait a minute, this is crazy. They were talking about Boston Hospital, Boston's Children's Hospital. And I'm like, this is insane. And then I found out that right here in the Valley, Children's Hospital, the Phoenix area, was doing the same thing. And they were proud of it. They had all the doctors that were cutting off children's body parts on the website, standing there just cheesing, smiling, big fat group. And then I got on them. And then all of a sudden, the website disappeared for a while. Am I crazy? Is this the Twilight Zone? Are we really doing this to children? That's where they make the mistake. That's where they make the mistake. And you know what? Everything was hunky-dory as long as it was, you know, the gays and the lesbians. We even had a little bit of tolerance for the cross-dressers. But it's when the transgender started to come on board. That's the real problem. And you know what? I found out about that in the most innocent way. I happened to be in San Francisco. We were at a football game. San Francisco 49ers versus the Packers right before COVID. It's a terrible experience. Packers just got killed. Anyway, we decided we had some time to waste, so we went to San Francisco. We were walking around, and you know, for those of you who haven't seen me, I am a very handsome man. Some would say beautiful. And I'm walking around town in my cowboy hat, and I got hit on by a gay dude. And he came on over, and as we were talking, I got mad because I was trying to, you know, drink some coffee with a straw, and the straw kept collapsing because it was made out of paper. Paper straws. And you got to pay for your grocery bags in California. I started complaining. And he said, you know what? This is his words, not mine. He said, vegan trannies. I'm like, what do you mean? What? Who? The transsexual vegans. They're the ones. They're the ones causing all the problem. This is why we have all the problems in the world. I got to tell you how the story ends so that you understand where we are at right now. And I will do that coming up next. You all know what speed dating is, right? Well, if you are the owner of a growing business, what if there was a feature like speed dating only for hiring? In other words, you could meet several interested, qualified candidates at once, all at a designated time. Well, good news. There is. It's called Zip Intro from Zip Recruiter, and you can post your job today and start talking to qualified candidates tomorrow. And right now, you can try Zip Intro for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. What you can do is you can Zip Intro gives you the power to quickly assess excellent candidates for your job via back-to-back video calls. You can simply pick up a time, and Zip Intro does all the work of finding and scheduling qualified candidates for you. Then you can choose who you want to talk to and meet with the great person as soon as the next day. It's so easy. Enjoy the benefits of speed hiring with new Zip Intro, only from Zip Recruiter, rated number one hiring site based on G2. Try Zip Intro for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. Zip Intro. Post jobs. Talk to qualified candidates. Do it now.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
James T. Harris sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. My show can be heard at 550 KFYI and in Tucson, 790 KNST. You can follow me, of course, at James T. Harris. I also have a Facebook page at James T. Harris and Instagram as well. Get into the flow. You can follow what we're talking about. We are right in the beginning of Pride Month, but I think Pride Month is waning. I frankly think that it's on the outs. Who was that? Chesterton? Lord Chesterton, a great writer, Catholic apologist at the beginning of the 20th century. He actually said that he thought that homosexuality was a fad. Ooh, I think he would back up off of that now. I mean, it's pretty much implanted, but I think it's seen its heyday. I think it's retreating because parents are not having it. They crossed the line. And it wasn't really the gays. Or Dave Chappelle calls them the alphabet people. See, he came out with the alphabet people after I had met this guy, Brandon, with, in San Francisco. I was with producer Aaron, so I wasn't wandering around by myself, okay? But yes, we were walking, all of a sudden this guy came up, we started talking, and he explained to us how the whole alphabet people thing became a problem, but it wasn't because of the men, the homosexual men. It wasn't because of the lesbians. It was because of the trans community. Lesbians get along fine with gay men and vice versa, but when you throw in the trans, that's when things go haywire. And he said basically that their politics began to take over. And because their politics is so caustic, no one got along anymore. So when you see all of this, we must stand together. We must have unity. It's not real. And because now you have President Trump on the scene, things are starting to change. But before we get there, I want to give you an example of exactly what I'm talking about, how the trans community has messed things up. If it was just, you know, the gays and the lesbians, and they're doing Sesame Street, you wouldn't know they're gay and lesbian. Why? Because we don't need to know. We accept you. You don't be afraid to be who you is. You can come out the closet. You know, now there's no repercussions. That we did come there. We can thank Obama for that. We can thank Obama. We're now, it's okay, it's all good. But then the trans came in. And then they started to come after the children. What was that, the San Francisco gay males course? Hey, Chris, that is Jesse Kelly's producer. Do you have Will Convert Your Children? Yes, okay, he knows what he's talking about. Yeah, he's already looking. They came in, they sounded beautiful. They had a beautiful song. We'll convert your children. Yes, we will. It's beautiful. But the message was stark. And the parents who heard it was like, no, you're not. No, you're not. You're not converting my child. But the trans folks came in and said, yes, we will. We're going to do that. And just what was this last week? This a prime example of what I am talking about. And this is the reason why the Trump administration needs to defund the PBS network, to defund, what was the other one? PBS and just where I drew a blank. It'll come to me. Get rid of these networks, these tax-paid propaganda machines. You actually had a trans person on Sesame Street with the Muppets sitting right next to the children, since all cheering for a monster makeover.
It's time to finally unveil Alan's monster makeover.
Uncanny. Ellen looked just like Jonathan Van Ness.
Ooh. That is Jonathan Van Ness.
Oh, the hair. Okay.
Cookie, are you ready to see my monster piece?
What monster piece? Wait, what?
Mama Bear, some runway music, please.
Oh, yeah.
People and monsters alike, a round of applause for the Not Too Late Show's newest monster, Ellen. Ta-da!
Oh. Uh-uh.
Monster is wearing the latest in high monster fashion with a set of sleek horns, fluffy fuzzy fur, all topped off with a monster honker.
See, you go too far. You cross the line. We got now the Sesame Street crew. We got Elmo over here on the Sesame Street version of RuPaul's Drag Race. This is even worse because it's not drag. Is transgender, is transitioning. That's the message here. With the little sexual innuendos, you know, they're supposed to fly over the children's head, but it's not flying over the children's head because our children's have been sexualized. And here's the thing. They told you they were going to do it. And at first, you had all the, you know, the whole community, the whole alphabet people going along with it. But then it just went too far. Now you're seeing splinters. Splinters. And we're going to talk about how the alphabet community is now trying to regroup. And who they're blaming for their current struggles, their current woes. I bet you already know. I bet you already know who they're blaming. James T. Harris, sit again for the Jesse Kelly Show.
Jesse Kelly.
Turn someday into right now with Buddy by Jake Radio. Nonstop workout music and expert tips 24/7.
Hey, head over to iHeart.com, search Buddy by Jake Radio, and stream it for free right now.
Awesome health and wellness tips 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Remember, stick to the fight. When your heart is hit, it's when things seem worst that you must not quit. Don't quit.
Buddy by Jake Radio, where hope meets momentum.
Search Buddy by Jake Radio and stream it for free. Have a great day.
iHeart Radio.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona, 550 KFYI, 790 KNST out of Tucson. You can follow me on Twitter at James T. Harris. I just had Jesse Kelly's producer, Chris, say that I like old man music. Then he came back with what he considered, I guess, some old man music. Yes. Yes. That's when music was real. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes in life, if you want to get to the truth, you have to look at the numbers. Unfortunately, 50% of all dogs over 10 years old will die of cancer, and the other 40 to 50% suffer miserably from skin issues or joint problems, and this is widely attributed to your dog's diet. These numbers are what inspired naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black to create Rough Greens. So here's the good news. With thousands of testimonials and five-star reviews every month, Rough Greens is now the number one all-natural dog supplement in America. They have helped millions of pups like Jesse's stay active and be healthy, and your pup could be next. You don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens. Fetch a free Jumpstart trial bag for your dog today. You just cover shipping. Go to roughgreens.com. Just use promo code Jesse. That's RUFFGreens.com, promo code Jesse. You don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens. We are talking about how the alphabet community. This is that's a name that Dave Chappelle gave. Dave Chappelle went hard on him. And they, one of the funniest comedians of the 21st century, they tried to cancel Dave Chappelle. Now we see that the pendulum is swinging back in the other direction. And part of the reason why that is happening is because I believe that they crossed a line, a red line. They went after the children. Chris, did we ever find the San Francisco Gay Males Choir? Not a good cut? Okay, we'll move on with it then. Plus, my rendition was pretty good, wasn't it? We'll convert your children. Yes, we will. Not the best? Oh, my goodness gracious. Okay, now you're going to force me to find them, and then I'm going to play it, and you're going to see that I was sounding dead on. World Pride Month. We have celebrities, you know, they're trying to descend on Washington, D.C. Actually, this is across the world, but, you know, we are the capital, you know, the Washington, D.C., the cesspool capital. And yet they're finding themselves lacking joy this year. They're seeing that the atmosphere has changed. They have to come together. Unity!
World Pride, the international LGBTQ plus celebration, is underway in Washington, D.C. against the backdrop of the Trump administration rolling back LGBTQ plus rights and protections, particularly for transgender people.
Rolling back.
The co-creator of the ACLU's Freedom to Be campaign, uh-huh, which advocates for trans people's rights, uh-huh, says that makes the event all the more significant.
There's nothing, uh-oh, that Donald Trump has done or can do, mm-hmm, to LGBT people that we have not faced before.
Okay.
We have to show up for one another.
Show up.
And show that, no, the power actually lives with us, the, mm-hmm, people.
Mm-hmm.
And if, you know, he wants us sitting in our homes, scrolling on our phones,
yeah,
terrified of what will come next, mm-hmm, I think what's important for us to do is remember that courage is contagious.
Oh, courage is contagious. Sort of like the COVID virus. It's contagious. Hey, producer Chris, how much of your day do you sit around scrolling through your phone concerned about the LGBTQ plus community? He said he doesn't think about them at all. The only time I think about them is when I see them on the news acting crazy. Let's be honest. If it weren't for the media, I really wouldn't. They wouldn't be a part of my day, my agenda. But no. You want to stick together now. Okay, I understand that. But you need to understand something, sir. By the way, it was a, he tried to look like a woman, but it's a sir. sir, you really do need to understand what is going on here.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
I can call the police if you'd like me to. You need to settle down.
You need to settle down and mind your business.
Ooh, it's ma'am. Sir. We don't really spend that much time thinking about you. But you spend a lot of time thinking about us. You spend a lot of time thinking about yourself. And I think that is the problem.
We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people.
Do we? Do we? Trans people. That term wasn't even around, 10 years ago, was it? You went with the transition, I'm transitioning, but now this has become a whole new category. Trans people, men, women, and trans people.
We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
I'm sorry. Am I not supposed to be laughing? Yes, I am laughing. Because what we're watching here is absolutely insane. Insanity. We've got June Crenshaw. She was talking about how this year, especially in Washington, D.C., we need to come together and we need to understand who's at fault here.
We certainly expected for World Pride to be a different celebration. And since the Trump administration, we've had to pivot and really go back to our roots when prides were protests.
Go back to our roots. We need to pivot. We need to understand that this is President Trump's fault. Wow. Since Trump's come into office, we've seen the rollback of transgender rights. What transgender rights? See, this is where it gets kind of crazy. I looked through the Constitution. I didn't see any language, acknowledging trans people. It's all made up. It's make-believe. It's delusional. Or what did the kids say today? They say delulu. Hey, Chris, that is Jesse Kelly's producer. Is that what your generation is saying? Delulu? He said he had no idea what I'm talking about. Instead of saying delusional, no, I thought the young hip kids say delulu. He said he's 29 years old. And he has no idea what I'm talking about. Thank you. Maybe it's the world that I live in. I got young producers in their early 20s, and I'm being corrected on my vernacular all the time. I'm not hip, I guess, with your crowd, but you're older. Plus, you're married, and you got a beautiful little child now, so you're in the throes of life. You will probably forget all the things that you're supposed to know by the time, your child is like 4 or 5. You're going to start feeling like me, Chris. He said he's cool with that. Responsibility. Having a child sobers you up. Maybe that's why the alphabet folks are out to convert our children. They can't have their own, so they don't sober up. They're living in delusion land, and they're trying to continue the delusion. It's where we are right now in our country, in our culture. But take heart. I'm starting to think that Chesterton, the great Christian Catholic apologist, is correct. We will see. In the meantime, we need to take full advantage of this. Well, what do you mean, James? I mean that the Democrats are having a very difficult time recruiting men, and they don't know why. When it comes to Democrats and trying to win back the House and the Senate and the White House, they are in the wilderness. But they do realize that they need to recruit men. The question is, how do they go about doing it? And when I think about all the different scenarios, I just get a warm fuzzy. Warm fuzzies inside. Should I say warm fuzzies inside right now during the month of June? Especially after I told the story about me being in San Francisco. Look, I am comfortable with my sexuality. It gives me warm fuzzies to realize that the Democrats will never get manly men back. James T. Harris sitting in for Jesse Kelly.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris, talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona, 550 KFYI, Tucson, Arizona. That's right, 790 KNST. You can follow me at James T. Harris on Twitter. Real American men are unknowingly being exposed to synthetic estrogens. Yes, natural estrogens and estrogens from plastics in the water they drink and shower in every day without their permission. It's no wonder the average man today has half the testosterone of the average man 50 years ago. Basically, we're talking about the Democrat Party. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, spelled C-H-O-Q, are here to help real American men take back their right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, Jesse's been taking Chalk Vitality Stack for over 3 years now, and he feels amazing. Manufactured right here in the USA. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, focus, and mood. Maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com. Use Jesse to unlock the massive summer savings discount on any subscription for life. Or call or text 50 chalk 3000 and say Jesse sent you. That's 50 chalk 3000. Chalk's America customer service team is standing by to assist you. I imagine if the Democrat Party were serious, they would buy massive subscriptions to Chalk. They would pass it out to all the Democrat men like candy, because that's what they're lacking. They're lacking manliness. You know, it's amazing. They're telling us that they're spending what? How many million dollars? They're spending some just incredible amount of money to attract men back to the Democrat Party. And how's that going to work for them? It's not going to work very well at all. Because not only are the, you know, they got crazy women in the Democrat Party, we'll talk about that in a moment, but their policies, they're stuck on stupid. They're stuck on Trump derangement syndrome. I forgot the name of the senator. She said that the Democrats need to stop talking about Trump all the time and start talking about policies. Scott Jennings over at CNN, he challenged her. He said, you know what? The Democrats, they got a lot to talk about. They got a lot to talk about. And I want to support them talking about it.
Democrats have to stop being against Donald Trump and start being for something.
I'll defend the Democrats. They are for things. Illegal aliens. For boys and girls sports.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you are for things. And that's why you have such struggles right now in your party, because you're not for anything that's on the right side of any of the 80-20 issues that are driving this cultural divide in America. I think Westmore's actually a pretty talented communicator. The other person who spoke in South Carolina, Tim Walz, is this special mixture of extreme buffoonery and a mean spirit, which is a toxic brew. He is not the future of the Democratic Party. Moore is interesting. Moore is interesting. Probably more interesting than some of the radicals you have out there, Crockett, AOC. I mean, those are the true leaders of your party right now, but it'd probably be better off replacing them.
That's not true, and I'm not going to even let you
say that.
That's not true. Oh, I'm not going to even let you say it. You see, that's your problem, see? You trying to jump in. The man is telling you the truth. You don't want to hear it, so you want to jump in and go back to, we have to stop talking about you. No, you need to start talking about things that people care about. You need to start talking about things that, 80% of the people care about. And speaking of Tim Walz, I mean, he gave a speech the other day that was absolutely absurd. Listen to Tim Walz and you tell me if you think that this is manly talk. Manly talk. The kind of talk that you would expect for, you know, a man with testosterone. What he would say.
Because I called Donald Trump a wannabe dictator. Mm-hmm. It's because he is. Ooh. It's because he is. Oh. The governor's being mean and the governor's speaking out on that. Well, maybe it's time for us to be a little meaner. Maybe it's time for us to be a little more fierce. Because we have to ferociously push back on this.
Wow.
And again, I'll speak to my teacher colleagues.
Okay, teacher,
here.
Come on.
The thing that bothers a teacher more than anything is to watch a bully, to watch this bully and to stop it. And when it's a child, you talk to them and you tell them why bullying's wrong. But when it's an adult like Donald Trump, you bully the out of him back. You push back. You make sure they know it's not there.
Wow. Tough talk. You know, he said, when I was a teacher, and I watched bullying. You watched bullying as a teacher? You know what? For 10 years of my career, I was a teacher, and I didn't watch bullying. Oh, you want to talk about something that would really irritate me, that would send me over the edge? It would be a kid getting bullied. And if somebody was stupid enough to bully a kid in front of me, it was on. Now, of course, I was a high school teacher, but it was on. You know, it's not acceptable. But if you bully a bully, you don't bully a bully. See, Tim, if you're being bullied, you know what you do? You smack the bully in the mouth. Pow! Five fingers to the face. Slap! Now, you might get a, you know, assets whooping. But that's what I was taught. As I was also taught when I was growing up, as a, you don't sit around and watch somebody get bullied. I do realize the generations have changed. But the younger generation are gravitating to people like me, Governor Walz, not people like you. You're kind of soft. He comes off as kind of soft. It was not just me. You had Tyrus. Tyrus over there on the Greg Gutfeld show. He was talking about how soft Governor Walz is.
Tyrus, is there something going on that we're missing?
Well, there's a couple of things. First of all, who's he hiding in his cheeks? That's the first question I want to know.
Happy Pride Month.
And I don't love the way he says, fierce.
Yeah.
We've got to be fierce. We
That's
fiercely have to go
RuPaul.
Up to President Trump and spank him.
Ooh.
I got to bully him. I got to get my hands on him. I'm going to Greco-Roman him to the ground. And
you know, he's got a point here. He's got a point. It's embarrassing. No, the Democrat Party is in big trouble. And it's in big trouble when it comes to recruiting men, primarily because of its women. Can you name me one woman right now on the Democrat side of the aisle that any man can listen to, let alone respect or follow? Let me ask that of a producer, Chris. That's Jesse Kelly's producer. Any woman at all? He said Nancy Pelosi. No, actually, he didn't. He didn't. There is one. There's one. I'll tell you who and I'll tell you why. Coming up next, James T. Harris sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
Turn someday into right now with Buddy by Jake Radio. Nonstop workout music and expert tips 24/7.
Hey, head over to iHeart.com, search Buddy by Jake Radio, and stream it for free right now.
Awesome health and wellness tips 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Remember, stick to the fight. When your heart is hit, it's when things seem worst that you must not quit. Don't quit.
Buddy by Jake Radio, where hope meets momentum.
Search Buddy by Jake Radio and stream it for free. Have a great day.
iHeart Radio.